Denali National Park is floating options to accommodate the growing off-season use. Denali Outdoor Recreation Planner Jennifer Johnston is leading the planning effort.
We are really starting to run into some serious constraints, including what our facilities can support, what we are staffed to support, and what our budget allows us to do.
Currently, the main summer visitor center is closed during the winter, and the minimal services that are provided are concentrated at a park entrance. Some of the proposed concepts involve improvements to the winter visitor center, increasing grooming of ski trails, building and providing public access to wintertime cabins, and whether the park will continue a trial of wintertime plowing.
And if so, how far into the park and during what portions of the year?
Johnston said it was unclear whether that plowing helped attract visitors, but it may be continued under several of the proposed concepts. Winter and shoulder season visitation still only makes up about 2% of the overall park visitation, but that number is climbing, from 3,500 in the 2012-13 season to about 12,500 last year. The increase in shoulder and winter season visitation is primarily driven by a jump in tourists from China.
It doesn't account for all of the increase, but it's certainly a component that we haven't had before in the park. I think generally there's just interest in visiting Alaska. I think that, you know, I don't even know how many reality TV shows related to Alaska on television. And I think people are just more curious about what Alaska's like when it's dangerous, when it's difficult, when it's dark, and when it's different from the typical Alaska experience that folks may have sought in the past.
Many of the dozen or so attendees at the Fairbanks meeting asked questions on a variety of issues, including the possibility of expanding snow machine access in the park.
That's not being considered.
The possibility for an increase in dog sled tour concessions.
We know that there is huge interest in dog sled rides in the park.
Grooming of the park road for skiing.
Although technically it would be legal, it's not necessarily something that we're heading full steam towards.
And even about requiring winter tires on Fairbanks rental cars.
It's a big problem.
The public is invited to submit comments to the National Park Service online or by mail until November 30th. In Fairbanks, I'm Lex Trinan.